This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. There are more than 250,000 barely literate adults in Dallas. Each year, only 1.5% are reached by literacy groups. Now there's an award-winning smartphone app designed to change that, and it's free. We look at how it works and explain why it just won a $2.5 million prize.
The huge mountain was
Most of us know how to read. Most. The sentence projected on the classroom screen begins, "The huge mountain was." Ivory Dunn uses tricks she's learned to sound out and untangle the word on the screen. Volunteer teacher Nancy Riven helps.
Remember to break it into pieces.
Yeah.
Say it all together. Colossal.
Colossal big.
As many as a third of Dallas adults are barely literate, like Dunn, who never finished high school and reads like a third or fourth grader. At 63, she wanted to get her GED. She asked her family for help.
So my granddaughter kept looking, and my granddaughter sent me up here at Lyft.
So your granddaughter said, hey, check it out.
No, she said, I've signed you up. I said, awesome.
Dunn and other adults are in class at Lyft, Literacy Instruction for Texas. All the students share low literacy and the dream to read. Otherwise, they're different. Damon Richardson, for example, finished high school. At 25, he's a lot younger and wants a college degree. But Eastfield College said he wasn't ready.
They told me that they're going to send me to Lyft to improve on my math and reading skill because during that time, it was on the fourth grade level.
Richardson's taken classes at Lyft for 4 years now. He says people here teach him to read instead of shaming him because he can't. They introduced him to the new literacy phone app called Codex, The Lost Words of Atlantis.
Your adventure begins in a dusty attic.
I did try out the app, and then, you know, it do teach you about spelling, words, and sounds.
The Codex app works so well, it just co-won the X Prize Literacy Award. The team behind it is People for Words, made up of educators from Lyft and Southern Methodist University. Their challenge? Create a smartphone app that helps adults learn to read. SMU's Diane Gifford, who designed the Codex app, says you can't assume adult students always remember what they learned as kids.
They needed to go back just to that letter sound correspondence in order to move forward. You can't move forward if you have missed a critical piece of information.
So the application teaches those basics.
Now it's saying the letter P, so it's very important for you to hear the sound. Now saying T as in T.
Which can be tedious. That's why Codex is an adventure game that takes players around the world. Users advance by learning and using the right letters, words, and sentences.
Will you be the one to unlock the lost words of Atlantis?
For this game to win the X Prize, users had to advance rapidly. Non-English speakers ran into a roadblock. They could pronounce the words, but didn't know what they meant.
And so we went back and actually modified the game to have a hidden object.
SMU's Corey Clark is on the People for Words team.
Now we have visual depictions of these words, and instead of actually putting the letters there, we would put letters at the top and they have to find that image inside of the puzzle. That was a big missing piece.
Clark says doing that helped app users advance a whole grade level. That progress was required for a shot at the $7 million X Prize. For Damon Richardson, he advanced two grades.
It was a wonderful success. I had people come to me, you know, they asked me how it works, and it will help you.
These successes locked in the win for Codex. People for Words will put some of its $2.5 million prize into improving Codex and use some to celebrate. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.